Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in. Good Friday, everyone. All right. Wally Zimmerwong is with us. Wally is the guy that always comes to our aid. He's a big-time lawyer who often works in federal court. He's the one that I work with when we were in the midst of despair. You know what it was like? We hear this charge against the president not having empathy. And, of course, the number of Americans that have died or have been seriously ill around coronavirus. But where is the empathy? Where is the balancing? Where is the judgment with, oh, I don't know, governors like Whitmer and our guy, Wolfman Hack, when they can just arbitrarily shut down businesses in a very random, at best, manner? So the Auditor General came out with a report the other day. It's not a full report, though, because he still has not gotten the information about who knew what and did what to give a waiver to one business over another, meaning they could operate like, oh, I don't know, the Wolf Woodworking Company or whatever they do, cabinets or whatever the guy makes. So this big report, though, the guy who's a Democrat had to say, this is at best puzzling, not rational, and very hard to follow how all this was done. How about those lives? How about the empathy? You know, when I sit here, particularly, I remember a couple of Saturday shows, and I have people calling me, tears at me, almost crying. And one guy is one of the litigants. We'll talk to Wally about how that case is going. Has a pool company out in the suburbs, one, I believe, 5 miles away and another 8 miles away. They were able to operate. He could not. Just think about what that was like. Where do you go? Who do we turn to? We think about this all the time. Well, they turn here to Talk Radio 1210. And thank God we have a great attorney like Wally to be on top of this. Here's why they get away with this, though. The media is lazy. Now, I'm writing about this. I'm talking about it. I have not seen anything on this. And this is a big deal that's still... And we hear about transparency. We have to get to the bottom of it. We still don't know about the emails, phone calls, under oath, of all the things that went on here. The Pennsylvania manufacturers have a big piece on this, and they want to know how come some got the, quote, golden ticket of a waiver from Governor Wolf while others were left to go out of business. You may have been one of those small business people or patronized them or know them. The loss is incredible. I'm not saying it's the same thing as loss of life, but there is no empathy for this because the people that are in the media – and people like Rachel Levine and others, they haven't put blood, sweat, and tears. I mean, Wolf inherited the business. Yeah, he's not a genius that created this whole thing. So what do they care? Remember a Republican, Scarnetti, had a candy thing. That was deemed essential as all this went down. And they get away with it because he shut down the office that's supposed to give out information on this because of the pandemic. So Michigan is in the spotlight because of Whitmer and some of her nonsense. But here in Pennsylvania, I think Wolfman Hack was just brutal and continues to be. He's poised, and Joe Biden is too, to do another lockdown. And what is the repercussion of the lockdown? It's not just the loss of money and those jobs. What happens when someone goes out of business? How's their mental state? What happens with suicide, opioids, divorce, all those things? Where's the empathy connected with that? Where's the fairness? And the answer is there's not. They make it up and they do it ruthlessly. All right, joining us to break down what's happening as a result of this audit is Wally Zimelong. Hey, Wally, welcome in. And again, thank God that someone of your expertise is out there. What can you tell us about the current status of the case?
Well, Dom, really thank you for bringing this issue to the attention of folks really in southeastern Pennsylvania. I listened to Auditor General Deep Pasquale's press conference earlier this week, and there was little, and I don't think any, participation from any of the media outlets here. The Inquirer had no questions. CBS 3 had no questions. Channel 6 had no questions. WHYY had no questions. To their credit, there were a couple media outlets in the western part of the state and a couple of newspapers from the central part of the state and some other smaller counties that had questions for the Auditor General, but nothing, crickets from the southeastern PA media. So thanks for bringing this to everyone's attention. This report, now I think you touched on it briefly, is a preliminary report. The investigation was started by Gene DePasquale, who's the Auditor General of Pennsylvania, a Democrat, and someone that has been critical of Republicans regarding COVID mitigation efforts that they believe went too far. So he's not, you know, he's someone that that believes that we should be taking rather strong steps to mitigate COVID. So I think that context is important. His report is scathing and damning for how this waiver program was handled. You know, Dom, you would have made a great trial lawyer because your gut was right when you first noticed this, and it caught my attention, was when they shut this thing down and we started hearing stories, something didn't pass the smell test. And what we're finding out is it didn't pass the smell test by a mile. Now, I want to quote something from Governor Wolf's press release when he first announced the waiver program. And he said, quote, "A team of professionals at the Department of Community and Economic Development will review each request and respond based on the guiding principle of balancing public safety while ensuring the continued delivery of critical infrastructure services and functions." Now, that's a bold-faced lie, and that's what the Auditor General has determined. And I want to quote what the Auditor General has said about it. He called the program a shifting sands, an uneven playing field with major flaws, and one that was remarkably subjective. So there was never a team of professionals looking at each and every response. And the Auditor General's report, which I put up on my website, by the way, it's available online. I'll give it out. Go to zimelonglaw.com/audit. You can get the report and a link to the video, which I encourage everyone to watch because the Auditor General really deserves credit. Some of the stuff in the report is just shocking. And I think what we're seeing is that the cover up here is going to be much worse than what they were covering up.
Exactly. Exactly right. We still don't know, were there lobbyists involved, political people. But at bottom line is this was so random, lacking in empathy, lacking in care, lacking in professionalism. He talks while in here about all the people that, quote, had to train up to do this. The conflicting answers that people would get constantly. They'd be told they're okay. A week later, they'd have it pull out from under them. And again, it's an indictment of the media letting this story pass and not understanding what we had here is a governor who was ruthless under this emergency powers thing, how out of control this has been, and just lacking in how devastating this has been. You have as one of the clients this guy that had a pool business, or hopefully still has it, out here in the suburbs. And when he called me that day, you know, you got to control yourself as a professional. Sometimes I get to the edge. People know that with this, just like I couldn't do anything. You happen to pick up on it. The desperation, the unfairness. Companies 5 and 8 miles away, exactly the same company, and he couldn't be open, and they were.
You're right. And what we found is, you know, we got some other phone calls about after that initial lawsuit. The Auditor General brings out numerous examples, just like the pool company, where one business got the waiver and another identical business didn't. Probably most egregiously, one example that you constantly talk about on the show, Dom, are these garden centers. One of the things that's pointed out in the report is, under the executive order, even the big box retail folks that had accessory garden centers, those accessory garden centers were supposed to close. The big guys, they just thumbed their nose at the governor. Nothing happened to them. And those garden centers continued to operate. People continued to frequent them. And the poor mom and pop garden centers had to remain shut down through this whole thing.
Exactly. So the federal lawsuit is going on, and I try it when I get emails and people call me while I tell them, you're on it. These things grind very slowly. They take a while with the courts clogged up with everything else, right? Is that where we stand?
Right. We've survived the motion to dismiss. The case is proceeding. We're waiting on a direction from the judge about how discovery will proceed. Thankfully, this has really truncated the discovery I need, because much of the discovery that I was going to undertake is contained in this report. So it's going to make my job a lot easier. And the Commonwealth and the governor's office is going to have a hard time answering some of these questions now that it's been exposed.
Exactly. And there possibly could be, potentially, I think, I won't put you into that unless you want to, criminal operations here, in that where they're contributors. Is there a pattern of that? The best they can say is, well, we messed up. It was random. It was thrown together. And again, it's shocking to me. People don't understand what happens when a small business person is taken out like this. They just don't care. So I'm tired of hearing about empathy. My empathy goes, I know how many talk radio listeners are the core of small business or entrepreneurial. When you're fooling around with that, you better be very, very careful, professional, and you better mitigate. You better use a scalpel, not a sledgehammer in what you're doing here.
Right. Well, the report did disclose that over 300 initial no requests were changed to either yes or a waiver wasn't required. So when it wasn't required, right, those businesses could continue to operate. What is the question that still needs to be answered is, why were those requests changed? The report also does indicate that lobbyists, elected officials, and the governor's office itself was involved with making requests that certain initial determinations be changed. Now, if it was just good government, constituent services, that's one thing. But if it's, we'll have to see if it's something worse than that, and there was some undue influence that was being exerted by these officials to have them change requests that shouldn't be changed.
Exactly.
But that was disclosed, and I think that should be very, very troubling.
Absolutely. Wally, thank you so much. I know you have a deposition coming up. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening and being there in times of trouble. And with you on the case, we're going to have a good outcome with this.
Thanks so much, Dom.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.